being allowed to provide for myself, being allowed to make something out of myself, being able to express myself. Just the freedom and the fact that, like, you feel like you're part of something in here. My full name is Ibrahim Atiam, but I go by Iba. I'm from Senegal, and I've been in Austin for 14 years. I have a 14-year-old daughter who was born here. So, like, that's how I keep my timeline in Austin. I came to the United States to learn English, and I was 26. But there was, like, more to come and learn English and then go back home. I realized that this is going to be home once I started to have kids. And they were born here, so this is their home. And it's not fair for me, okay, to say to all my kids, okay, let's all go back to home, to Africa, because their home is here, my home is Africa. But more I get here, more I get involved, more I get friends, and, you know, like, you build literally a second family around you, then this is my home now. What I miss about back home first is, the ocean. That's not fair, but Senegal is all along the ocean. That's our backyard. That's how where we go, where we have nothing to do. Then the food and the way of living. Like in Senegal, like I joke to say, there's no privacy. Your door is never closed and people don't knock when they come in. I miss that. Where it's like, you just feel that you're in connection with the community. You, like, see everybody every day, you know, like the whole neighborhood, you know, you see, you know what's going on. So I miss that community thing. The fact that I'm not from here, of course, I see stuff that I kind of joke saying that Americans take it for granted. As simple as having the choice, you go to a supermarket where you have a choice of like 5 or 6 different milk. You go back home, you got one milk. It's fortunate for me, we say, the fact that, like, I see what's going on in Africa and then come, now I live here where I can fully appreciate what I get here that I never have there and be able to see that difference. I think it's a blessing, and I think that I will cherish that. And it just kind of keep me on my toes and keep me, like, in check, where I will never take what I got here for granted. I don't see life without diversity. I think that it's very important that, like, there's a lot of different things so people can get inspired, see that how people are free to do whatever they want to do, and see how people are allowed to do things from their country in here. I don't see life without diversity.